Message number 1152. The world is starved of the truth of my word. Tuesday, June 17, 2014 at 22:23. My dearly beloved daughter, my remnant army has gathered in great numbers and is scattered in every part of the world. My own know me, and by the power of the Holy Spirit I have made myself known through the power of my words contained in these sacred messages. My word will draw those already blessed with the Holy Spirit to me quickly. For these souls there is no doubt. The Holy Spirit will through my words draw the more reluctant, and while they may be unsure as to whether it is indeed I, Jesus Christ, who beckons them to respond to my call, they will come towards me with caution. Eventually they will embrace me fully. Then there are those who believe in me but who do not accept that I am calling out to them. They too in time will respond to my call. But what is my call? Is it to simply prove myself? No, for that is unnecessary. My call is to gather you, to prepare you so that all Christians will help me in my quest to save humanity. It is through my beloved disciples that I can make much happen. My mission is to save souls, and I will do this through the use of the free will of man. The will of God is to give life and to bring all God's children under His protection. By the divine will of God all souls can be saved, but the route to eternal salvation lies in the free will given to man by God. It will be through your free will that each of you will choose your future. You will not be forced to accept the mercy of God, but you will be asked to follow me. I will never command you to do this, for it is your right, the right to your free will, for you to decide for yourself what you want to do. Some men will choose wisely, for they will know what I offer, the path of truth, the way to eternal life. Some people will choose unwisely and follow the wrong path. They will do this because they will have failed to understand the truth, the Word of God. They will have allowed the allure of great material attractions, lusts and pleasures to sway them away from me. They do not believe in life after death and feel no remorse for the sins they commit in fulfilling their own selfish desires. Yet if they are shown the truth and are encouraged by others to listen to the Word of God and my promise for the future, they can change. They can through the gift of conversion reside in my kingdom. My call therefore is to encourage all souls to seek the truth through their free will, and it has to be by their own choice. They will allow me, their beloved Jesus, to save them. I call out to all Christians now to take up your armor and march forward to help me to gather those souls who are scattered and lost. Through your help I can encourage all souls of every creed, race and color to come to me. When you reach out to them, I will cover you with the great gifts of the Holy Spirit so that you can succeed and bring me the lost souls for whom I pine every second. The will of God is to save everyone. But it is by the free will of man who chooses to come forward into my arms by his own free choice that the divine will of God will be fulfilled as it should be. Go all of you and teach the truth of the holy gospels. The world is starved of the truth of my word. My word is no longer taught in the way it should be. People must be given the truth. It is what I gave up my life for. Without access to the truth, my holy word, you cannot choose the correct path to eternal salvation. That is why I come now to bring you the truth. to bring you to your senses so that you are prepared, ready and waiting for the great day without fear, anguish or worry in your hearts. When you accept me and trust in me completely, you will be at peace. Your Jesus.